As of early July, water quality for recreational use in key South Dakota lakes is below standards for harmful algae blooms. Each year, the South Dakota Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources pulls water samples from popular South Dakota lakes, assessing the water for harmful algae blooms, often called HABs. DANR environmental scientist Joshua Strobel explains the toxins called microcystins and cylindrospermopsin are most associated with blue-green algae.
Generally speaking, when you do start seeing those like different colored hues of like that blue, gray, green, that's when you kind of have a good idea that it's potentially a toxic bloom. And usually these toxic blooms are also, they coincide with a very nasty sulfur rotten egg smell.
Most algae blooms occur mid to late summer in nutrient-enriched water bodies, but Strobel has found harmful blooms as early as May in some years. Harmful algae blooms can impact livestock, pets, and humans, especially children who tend to ingest water when recreating. Laboratory analysis is the only means of determining the presence of harmful toxins, but Strobel advises avoiding recreating in water that's questionable.
You can get a good idea with visual characteristics, but they're not always guaranteed. So if anyone's ever questioning, we just recommend when in doubt, stay out.
DANR testing for harmful algae will continue throughout the summer in multiple South Dakota lakes. Water quality results are posted online by searching HABs at danr.sd.gov. That's danr.sd.gov. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources.